This is
KUT.
KUT Austin.
Stop.
UT Austin has faced a crucial problem in containing the spread of the coronavirus on the 40 acres. While the majority of classes are remote or a combination of in-person and online, thousands of students have returned to school, with most living off campus. While the university banned gatherings on and off campus, college students are still going to do what college students do. They're having parties. But as KUT's Andrew Weber reports, UT says it's learned lessons from early on in the pandemic that it hopes will slow the spread of COVID-19.
Let's start with spring break 2020. Yeah, I know. It feels like 14 years ago, but back in mid-March, UT found itself at the epicenter of a national news story.
Approximately 70 people in their 20s traveled to Mexico more than a week ago for spring break. Again, this was on a chartered flight. 28 of those people on that trip have now returned and tested positive for COVID-19. Dozens more are now under public health investigation by Austin Public Health.
Nearly 200 students went to Mexico on spring break. When they came back, a lot of them had COVID. All told, 64 people tested positive. The incident sparked outrage, and the university had to act quickly. It isolated them, tested them, and began the grueling work of contact tracing. It was a real-time experiment, like building a plane while you're still in the air. The isolation was critical, but Darlene Bafnani, an epidemiologist at Del Med, says there was another key factor, one that was kind of a double-edged sword.
The one lesson that we learned from March is that a large proportion of these cases are younger and healthy.
So they're not at high risk for complications for COVID-19. That's good, obviously. Now, for that other edge of the sword, these folks were mostly asymptomatic.
You know, we are seeing that. But what that means is that students might be infected, walking around, socializing, mixing, studying, working, and unknowingly infecting others.
All of this is a little obvious to us now, but keep in mind this was before the Austin area went under lockdown, before the state's shutdown order, before there were even 100 cases in Travis County. Still, nobody from the trip died, and UT's handling of it was lauded by a lot of epidemiologists. So when UT planned for the fall semester, it baked in some restrictions for students to avoid another Cabo. Classes would be mostly online, parties would be banned on and off campus, but UT officials insisted they would lean on the city of Austin to enforce that ban. The university also forged ahead with the Longhorn football season, which, unsurprisingly, meant parties. And ahead of the Longhorns' first home game, there was one specific party in the West Campus neighborhood just across from the 40 acres.
There's not supposed to be any parties happening in West Campus, which, you know, I understand that's something that's not easy to enforce.
That's a West Campus neighbor we're calling Rob. He wasn't comfortable using his name. He's been in the West Campus area for a couple of years. His wife graduated this spring, and they were set to close on a house in May. But his wife lost her job, which meant they had to stay at their place, which is next to a frat house, for a little longer.
Around 5 p.m., I go outside and I see that there's just, I mean, it must have been hundreds of students going in and out of the party in the frat house.
So he called the city to complain, asked they send someone out there, and they said,
the city has several complaints both for Friday and Saturday about the party and that they would start an investigation on it within the next 3 days, to which I was like, well, that's great, but they're not going to be partying in 3 days. They're partying right now.
The city told him to call UTPD. UTPD forwarded him to UT's behavioral COVID hotline. He spoke with someone there. They said they would open an investigation and that he could take it up with the dean of students on Monday. All of this just left Rob frustrated.
So there's been no accountability on these students. There also isn't accountability on the people who claimed they were going to take accountability out on them. So, you know, a few months ago before the UT reopened, they kept talking about the zero tolerance. There'll be no parties in West Campus. There'll be none of that. We're going to take care of it. And I called the city, UT, and UTPD, and nothing happened.
Rob's frustration isn't happening in a vacuum. The departments tasked with enforcing these bans on parties and gatherings largely aren't enforcing them. That's the case for a lot of college towns across the country. In Austin, only 4 tickets for gatherings have been issued since March. To be fair, one of those 4 tickets was for that party, the one Rob complained about. But cities and counties continue to struggle with enforcing these orders. West Campus presents a particular problem. It's the most dense neighborhood in Austin, and the West Campus zip code accounted for 40% of the complaints about gatherings in the entire city from August till late last month. But Darlene Bhavnani says while there's been a cluster at a couple apartment buildings, there hasn't been an explosion. Still, that could change quickly, or it could flatten off, like it has in the last couple of weeks.
I mean, I'm scared because what I'm seeing is what I'm seeing, but what I'm not seeing is what scares me most, right? And so you're just seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Bhavnani says the key to more of that iceberg is testing, contact tracing, and isolating folks who are COVID positive, the same things that worked after spring break. But there are some obstacles to achieving those goals. In a memo last week, the university told faculty and staff federal law won't allow the school to require testing for students unless it's before football games or other ancillary events that aren't education-related. Contact tracers are overworked. Bhavnani says they're putting in 12-hour shifts 7 days a week. They're getting help from Austin Public Health, but they're relying heavily on volunteers. And, most importantly, testing is voluntary. And if students test positive, isolation is too. Modeling from UT shows if student-to-student transmission at parties and gatherings gets higher, it could contribute to a spillover in all of Austin. But that's a worst-case scenario. Again, for now, Bhavnani says those chains of transmission aren't getting longer.
So far, transmission chains, the majority of transmission chains seem to be short. But it's only a matter of time. If we keep seeing, you know, behavior that's going underground or cases not being detected, it's quite possible that those chains will lengthen. And so we are watching very closely.
Bhavnani hopes more students get tested. It's anonymous, she says, as is contact tracing. And she says that is the university's best hope to shortening and eventually breaking those chains. Andrew Weber, KUT News.